All right. Now, this is tone 40 on an object. And I want you to just feel that and get accustomed to it. Good. Now I want you to tell this to stand up and then take your hand and make it stand up and then say thank you. And then I want you to tell it to sit down and then with your hand put it down and then thank it. Now you just do that. Go ahead.
And do I tell it to stand up just before?
Tell it to stand up and then pick it up.
Stand up. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you.
All right, do it some more.
Stand up. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you.
Does it feel peculiar?
A little bit.
Feels a little bit peculiar, huh? What's your idea of that?
Well, you know, I believe that if I really thought that would do that on my command, it would.
Yeah, you're so right.
But it's just my getting to the point where I think it will.
Well, this time I'll ask you to run it with a total nonverbalization so you can get the idea of intention. Now, without saying a word, this is part of the drill. This is really just standard coaching I'm giving you, and I'm trying to give you an example of how you coach this. You got it? An example of how it is done. And this would be one of the things done. I'm not going to ask her to flatten these things one after the other because that would take time. But I'm going to give you the standard steps here. Now, I want you to put the intention in it and just not say anything. And then take your hand and put the thank you in it and then put the intention in it to sit down and then the intention in it to receive your thanks. That's all I want. Okay, now just do that.
Okay.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. But it could be better.
Oh, you yourself now have some inkling of how good it is or how bad it is. Isn't that interesting? That is interesting, though.
Yes.
And this is one of the weird things about tone 40 on an object, is the person doing it is always his worst critic. He knows he's doing it or he knows it doesn't. I've never seen anybody yet fake this. If he did, the coach could also tell. The coach gets quite perceptive on this. Let's do it silently a couple more times.
All right. You know what? It sometimes takes a little time to get that intention into it.
That's right. That's right. Always in the early stages, you generally find that mist has entered into it to the degree that time is added. But I thought you were doing that right well, as a matter of fact. It was better than the first time you did it, wasn't it?
Yes.
Quite a bit, huh?
Yes.
All right. Now I want you to say gobbledygook. Put the intention in it. To stand up, but substitute for that the words gobbledygook.
All right.
Can't you make gobbledygook mean stand up?
Well, that's the difficulty.
All right, we'll do it.
All right. Gobbledygook. Same word?
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Good. Tell us, sit down. Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
She did, too.
Gobbledygook.
Hi.
Yeah, but what I do is something else.
What do you do?
Well, I mentally say the word first.
Yeah.
See, and then I substitute the verbalization.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.